This is Leo Radio. Live inside out. Tune your vibes.
This is Leo Radio, and I'm your host, Kimberly Kane. Welcome to the show here on the Enlumnia Radio Network. This is the fifth show, and it's starting to fall into a groove. I hope you can feel that from listening over these last few weeks. I've had some great guests, incredibly talented singer-songwriter Kelly Brown, also known as Local Honey, guitarist Rhett Butler, and author Aikido master Lynn Fabia, and I've got more like that in store. I want to start by thanking my sponsors, Brownwood Gardens, Studio Honey, Usery Printing, and Gemini Light Sound and Video. Leo Radio, Leo with an I, stands for Live Inside Out. Leo is about living from the core of your being, your authentic self. Your authentic self is born of love. With the awareness of love as the center of all things, we move outward into powerful, joyful living. My intention in creating Leo Radio is to stimulate you with provocative conversation, music, interviews with artists, shamans, and healers of all kinds, and to provide intuitive spiritual guidance. The first hour of Leo Radio is called Tune Your Vibes, and it's dedicated to increasing intuitive awareness and tuning to the vibe of spirit as connected to our minds and bodies. The second hour on Leo Radio, Naked Vibes, brings you in contact with creators whose practices will give you glimpses of your own ability to channel spirit through music, writing, energy work, and a lot more. You'll find some portions of the show are a little edgier and others a little softer, more contemplative, because life is a mixture. That's what Live Inside Out is all about. I'm an intuitive spiritual guide, author, speaker, and artist, and you can snoop around on KimberlyKane.com, that's C-A-I-N, to learn more. And please visit HeavenTheNovel.com to learn more about my newly released novel, which comes with a complimentary CD featuring some of my songs as well as other artists, some that I've had on the show and more to come. I'm going to play you a cut from that CD right now. I'll fill you in on the details of this one a little bit later, but this is a track from a fictitious band created in the novel called Triple X. Here's Exposed from Heaven, the CD that comes with the novel.
Bow down, bow down, bow
Unexposed from the Heaven, the novel CD soundtrack. That is a fictitious band called Triple X. That came about when I was writing the novel and needed a band to sing this song, and I wrote a few lyrics, and that was going to be that. But once I decided to do the CD, I thought, you know, I need to make that into a full-blown song, and I needed a partner to do just the right thing. So I called my good friend Reginald Roofer to help me write it, and he did, and he is the one singing on that. And Reginald is going to be my guest today in the second hour, so I'm really excited about him coming in. I can't wait for you to hear him play live in the studio, because he is truly an inspired, amazing artist. He's been performing just forever. And in the meantime, you can check out his band, The Hochiman, on MySpace. I believe you go to myspace.com/The Hochiman. You can actually get to it, though, from heaventhenovel.com website. Reggie is always a lot of fun, and I can assure you it will be a treat to hear him live today. So stick around for the Naked Vibes Hour from 4 to 5 p.m. Also, I want to let you know that the new Illumnia Radio website is now up. So go to Illumnia.com. That's Illumnia, Illumnia.com. And check it out. There you can see a schedule for some of the other shows and the music that's being played. And just give us some support on this new station, because it's a lot of fun. And owner, station manager Kevin Forrestman has been working really hard to get this thing up and running to bring you conscious radio, conscious music, conscious talk. And all of this benefits all of us. So very excited about Illumnia and excited to be here and creating the Leo Radio experience for you. Today, I want to look at the sacred or divine feminine. This is a subject that is so broad and so deep that we'll only just scratch a tiny bit of its surface today, but hopefully enough to inspire you to think and to go deeper on your own. It's also a subject that we'll be looking at on Leo Radio regularly. You may be very familiar with the divine feminine, or the term may be completely new to you. Now, there's definitely been a resurgence in the discussion of her in the last few years, and for good reason. That reason being balance. Nature is about balance. And here in the West, we've been living in a culture dominated by masculine energy for as long as we've been around. Now, rest assured, I'm not talking about creating a rise in feminism here. That kind of energy had a surge in the 60s that changed the face of our culture quite a bit, but ultimately, it can only go so far. An honoring of both the masculine and feminine energies is the only thing that will bring peace and wholeness to us as individuals and to us as a society, as a global culture, and in the universe. Balance is a dance between the two energies. Imbalance can't go on forever within nature. And we're seeing so many signs from our Mother Earth that she is in dire need of our attention. One of the most blatant cries currently being the oil spill in the Gulf, which has been billowing for over a month. The Pacific Ocean has 7 million tons of floating plastic waste spanning an area twice the size of Texas. That's just horrific to me. It's horrific. And you as one person can really do something. And when we hear statistics like this, it can be overwhelming. And you can think, what can I possibly do about 7 million tons of floating plastic in the Pacific? Well, we can stop using plastic bags when we don't need them, for one thing. Get a reusable, recyclable thermos instead of a throwaway plastic water or soda bottle. There are so many things, and there are so many websites to inform you of what you can do. But I don't. It is so often that I go into the grocery store and buy one item, and someone wants to give me a bag, and I use that opportunity to first tell them that I don't need a bag, and a lot of times they look at me and they say, are you sure? I take that as an opportunity to say, yeah, you know, if you don't need a bag, then it's best not to take one because, and I educate them to some of these statistics. And so many people say, wow, I didn't know that. So it really is our responsibility to share this information with each other so that we can all become more enlightened on what's happening to our planet. We're out of touch with our own sacred feminine energy. And therefore, the energy of the feminine as it extends outward from us into the world. Listen to Madonna. This is Swim.
business associates environmentally conscious? Now you can show that you share their values with your printed collateral. At Ussery Printing, we offer paper made from managed forests, certified by the Smartwood Division of the Rainforest Alliance. You can use sustainable paper on your next printed piece and declare your responsible choice with a stylish Smartwood or FSC logo. Give us a call at 972-438-8344. Or visit usseryprinting.com to learn more about your environmentally friendly options. That's Ussery, U-S-S-E-R-Y, printing.com. Brownwood Gardens has caladium bulbs and elephant ears at discount prices. Direct from Florida growers, these are the healthiest, most vibrant caladiums you'll find anywhere. Brownwood Gardens is owned and operated by Master Gardener Dean Brown, a consultant and specialist in shade gardening. Also a professional speaker, Dean is available for presentations to groups of all sizes. Caladiums are easy to grow and can add a splash of color to shady areas where nothing else has seemed to work. Visit the website at brownwoodgardens.com.
All right, back with Kimberly Kane on Leo Radio. Thank you to my sponsors. I so appreciate you. And to Enlumnia.com. Check out the new website, Enlumnia, E-N-L-U-M-N-I-A.com. And you can also check out KimberlyKane.com to learn more about intuitive guidance and everything that's there. Leo stands for Live Inside Out. Talking about the sacred or divine feminine, please don't confuse masculine with men and feminine with women. I'm talking about energy here, and everything is energy. So we all encompass both of these energies. Many cultures worship a male god. That mindset is the predominant mindset here in the West, as well as many other countries. And it's not that we need to obliterate the male god idea, simply that it's time for us to incorporate the idea that God, universal consciousness, is neither male nor female, and yet it encompasses both masculine and feminine. So these polarities being everywhere, including within each of us as individuals, we need to honor both of these energies within us. Once we do that, we can better honor them in each other. One of the perks of that will be that we'll be better equipped to eradicate gender discrimination. Our global culture is still dealing with horrific crimes against women, of course, against all humanity, but there's an urgent need for us to see the link between predominant religious beliefs and our treatment of Mother Earth and the treatment of women in global society. The female is seen as the weaker of the two sexes, and for the most part in the physical, this is simply a fact. While we still have an alarming rate of violence against women in the U.S., there are countries that are still mutilating women's genitalia. And in fact, this is going on in immigrant cultures in the U.S. You can go to UN.org and also the United Nations Initiative for Women called UNIFEM, that's UNIFEM.org, and search female genital mutilation, or FGM. The importance of becoming aware of this, besides the obvious, UNIFEM states that the American Academy of Pediatrics allows medical personnel in the U.S. to perform some of these operations as long as they're just classified as minor cuts or nicks. Nicks continue to perpetuate the practice, however, and the thinking behind it. Reports from Sudan and Somalia show that the term nicks has been used to describe the complete removal of the clitoris and labia minora. So educate yourself. We're not just talking about changing laws here. We're talking about transforming the mindset that allows this to continue. It's going to take time. So it's urgent that if you're not already acknowledging the divine feminine in your own spiritual practice, that you begin to meditate on it now. A safe and great place to start is, like we were talking about earlier, reducing, reusing, recycling. Be conscious of our mother. We must sustain her if we're going to survive. You know, one of the best examples out there right now of teaching you how to connect with the divine mother energy, with Mother Earth energy, the sacred feminine, is the movie Avatar. So not only does it teach about the divine feminine, it is incredibly entertaining as well. I watched it again this weekend. So you have a battle of juxtaposed energies, extreme masculine, completely unaware of the feminine. One character describes those who have come to this new planet called Pandora. One of the indigenous people from Pandora describes those who have come from Earth to one of her tribe mates and says, they killed their own mother. So in other words, that's why they're here to now take over our planet, because they killed their mother. So we need to be able to completely interact with nature to understand this. And that movie is just so beautiful in its way of showing the interaction with nature, the delicate balance, yet how strong the Divine Mother is when we allow her to grow and proliferate and to create and educate us as she naturally does, to nurture us. Native Americans, indigenous people since the beginning of time have known that the connection to the mother is essential for survival in our age of technology, which is wonderful. But we have lost this connection and understanding that our survival does depend on this divine feminine energy, intuition finely tuned to know danger before it arrives, to know the difference between plants that will kill and those that will nourish and heal. These are things that Native Americans are very in tune with, that shamans all over the world are able to tune to these energies. Literally, there were times when they had to put an ear to the ground to listen for vibrations, to feel the subtle energies of the earth, to let them know when they might be about to be attacked. So these are the things that we've lost, and I strongly encourage you to be with nature, and that means without your cell phone. That means taking a walk without a partner and just being there and letting nature speak to you. Let's listen to some music by Tori Amos. This is Siren off the Great Expectations soundtrack.
you to Gemini Light, Sound, and Video for sponsoring this program. Their expertise and inventory make them the clear choice for any production environment, from corporate meetings to arena-size events. Why settle for adequate when your next production can rock? Gemini Light, Sound, and Video. That's GeminiLSV.com. Thank you to sponsor Studio Honey. Studio Honey is a small, full-service design and production studio that specializes in helping you create a brand or refine your image. Whether you're a startup or an existing organization in need of a fresh approach, Studio Honey partners with you to provide effective and